Let's take a journey. Well, welcome to A Day's Journey podcast, where we will embark on a voyage of transformation towards healing, wellness, and trusting in the guiding light of Jesus. I am so thrilled to kick off season 5, where we will delve into the profound process of uprooting traumas and strongholds while paving the way for a life deeply rooted in Christ's love. Through heartfelt conversations and personal narratives, we will explore the power of faith, self-awareness, and vulnerability in overcoming life's challenges. Our mission is clear: to offer a nurturing space where healing flourishes and being authentic reigns supreme. Join me on this journey of becoming whole as we navigate the path towards flourishing and embracing our true selves in the comforting of embracing of Christ. Let's embark together on A Day's Journey podcast, where healing and wholeness awaits. I am your host, Miyoshi Walker. I am a faith coach, grief advocate, author, and speaker. Let's embark on this journey of healing together. Let's heal out loud. Welcome back to another week of A Day's Journey podcast. I am Miyoshi Walker, your host, and I am still speaking on the topic Rooted. And this week in episode 6, today's topic is emotionally rooted. And as a disclaimer, I'm going to mention again, I am sharing based on my own experiences through the prayer and guidance from the Holy Spirit, through counseling, and also just reading and researching over the years. I am not a professional. I am sharing my own personal experiences and tools and things that assisted me with my healing. And so let's get into it. So emotionally rooted, I'm going to speak on that today, but I wanted to start out with a little insert from one of the books that I've read over time. And sometimes I go back and refer to books, and some books I'm led to purchase. But this is chapter 7 of Pigs in the Parlor by Frank and Ida Mae Hammond. And I just want to speak on how when we are emotionally rooted, we have to have steps to get there. And one of the first steps that they did mention was honesty. And I relate that to, as I mentioned that in the other episodes over the weeks, that I had to acknowledge, you know, what those pains, what those traumas, what those, you know, things were in my life that I needed to heal from in order to uproot those things. And so with being honest, one of the things we have to do is just be honest with ourselves and be honest with God, because he expects us to be honest with him. He know about it anyway, as I always mention, but we should want to be honest with God to receive that blessing of deliverance. And so in the first paragraph that I want to read, it says, honesty, one must be honest with himself and with God if he expects to receive God's blessing of deliverance. Lack of honesty keeps areas of one's life in darkness. Honesty helps bring out the demon spirits that thrive on darkness into the light. Any sin not confessed or repented of gives the demon the legal right to remain. So ask God to help you see yourself as he sees you, to bring the light to anything that is not of him. And then it gives the scripture Psalms 32:5. I acknowledge my sin unto thee. My iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. And then it gives Psalms 139:23-24. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. And so with me, with that, I was, you know, it was thought provoking knowing that we have to be honest with ourselves of those emotionally rooted things that we have experienced in our lives. And for me, you know, to know what those emotions were or was, I had to acknowledge it. I had to be honest with myself. I had to ask God and the Holy Spirit to show me. And the Holy Spirit began to show me, and God began to help me to navigate through that. And I'm not saying that it could be easy for everyone. You know, as mentioned, as always, if you need the professional help, as in terms of a counselor, therapist, or psychotherapist, or someone that, you know, that is professional that can help you navigate it, by any means, include that in your healing of, you know, your, the things that you need to heal from. And so with that, let me define emotions. Emotions, you know, we're all familiar with those, the good ones, the bad ones, and the ugly ones, because emotions can come from, you know, many different states, and we can all have different emotions at different times about different things, because it can trigger many things that, that we deal with in our lives. But it, the dictionary says emotions, a natural instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationships with others. And so with that, we all can have, you know, a series of emotions at different times, whether it's happy, sad, or frustrated, or whatever those emotions are. But we all carry emotional baggage with us from our past experiences and relationships, which can hold us back from reaching our full potential if we allow it to, because it can take up mind space. I know for me, it can take up mind space, heart space, and those thoughts that can overcome or have you to succumb to them sometime. And so let me ask you this. What are you holding on to? What narrative or old hurts are you holding on to that you have emotionally rooted that need to be uprooted? Because most of us are carrying around emotional baggage from our past, whether it's our childhood or past experiences. And so let's not make light of that. And it's not easy to navigate. You know, I had, you know, rough patches to where, you know, I was frustrated because I didn't want to bring back up the memory. I didn't want to bring back up the wound. But God said, in order for me to heal you and to use you at your full potential, I need you to do this process and work and to trust me through it. And so I had to, you know, trust God through it. It wasn't an easy task. To keep navigating and to keep trusting in God and to keep trusting Him and His Word. And also, you know, God provided the resources and the people along the way. And I didn't understand it initially when, you know, I was would pray and the Holy Spirit say, I will provide the resources and the people along the way. I didn't understand what that meant or where it was going to come from, because in a sense, you know, in my mindset and not in the spiritual mindset, I had a different outlook of what that looked like. But God definitely did that along the way over the years. And initially, when He began to allow me to heal in those areas in which I needed to heal and forgive and be able to navigate through that. So why is emotional healing important? Because I know that for me, that it can take a toll on your emotional and physical self, as well as the things that, you know, we have to go through daily. For me, it was daily. I would think about it, or if I was around that situation, person, or thing, it would trigger me to have this heightened anxiety within my body, and then it began to take a toll on my body. I began to have migraines or headaches and other things that would affect me. And I didn't understand it because I'm like, I'm young. I was like in my 20s, mid to late 20s. And I was like, you know, I felt like I was healthy, but at the same time, those things and emotions was taking, you know, a toll over my body. And, you know, sometimes our body cries tears that we cannot, that does not come from the eyes, meaning the stresses, the, you know, the emotional stress of our body and, you know, the pains that we can experience that we don't know of, those autoimmune things that happen within us. So every single thing can allow our body to feel a certain way. But why is emotional healing important? Again, because it, you know, everything that we have been through or go through, it deserves the respect to be acknowledged, for us to live a full life and for us to live in freedom. Freedom from those things that hold us in bondage. Freedom to live a full life of not being triggered at any moment. The respect of those things that your feelings are valid and that, you know, what you went through was your story and nobody, you know, can tell you how to live or say your story. Whether or not, you know, they feel like it didn't happen that way, it happened to you. So how you're conveying it is important on how you want to communicate that, because emotional healing is important, not just for you, but also for, you know, the person that you are now, the person that you're going to evolve to become later. But also it's important for your family and your community and those individuals that's going to be connected to you, in order for you to become whole, in order for you to become healed and to be in the right mindset and right frame of mind of, you know, of that healing process or those processes, to be able to navigate life, you know, in a way that was meant to be lived in a purposeful way. Not saying that if you don't let those things go, it cannot, but it'll make it easier. It'll make it better, you know? So at the same time, you know, sometimes, you know, we may feel like I'm just one small person. So what does it matter if I forgive or if I let this go, or if, you know, if nobody know about my hurts and plans, but at the same time, you know, it's just like planting one tree at a time within the ecosystem that can be transformed. So each time that you uproot those things, something else can be planted and it can grow and evolve into something else different. That's the image that I have. And so when we are transforming our lives and doing the emotional healing and, you know, it's very important that we do that, not just for ourselves, but for our future generations. Because for me, I began to think, you know, I didn't want to stay in the same place, stagnant, just with those, you know, carrying that baggage and those emotions and not able to move from that or to be triggered at any moment. And then I, you know, would show those emotions sometime, you know, through other actions or things that would happen because I would be triggered. And so therefore I didn't want to pass it on to my children and then now my grandchildren. So I wanted to heal so the generations that's coming after me don't have to carry those baggages of those things. And so my prayer is for, you know, all those strongholds to be broken, all those things to be denounced from, you know, that lineage of things that, you know, I have been carrying and that was passed down to me. So just like when the healing is important, just like when trees grow into a new season or grows, it shed leaves and for it to reach its full potential and for it to, you know, have a new batch of leaves, we have to do the same. We need to, you know, shed those things in order for us to grow, in order for us to go into a new season. But we should ask ourselves a few questions when we're doing this. You know, we should ask ourselves questions before beginning the process of shedding those things, because I ask myself, you know, what am I holding on to that can be holding me back? Or what about my past that's limiting my growth? Or what am I telling myself or those stories to myself that I can't let go? And why was I holding on to it? So I encourage you, ask yourself, what are you holding on to that might be holding you back? Or what are some of your past things that are limiting your growth? And what story are you telling yourself that why you can't let go or don't want to let go? So just ponder on those things and think of those things, because one, we need to get rid of those emotional baggage from our past, because we need to really think about getting rid of it so we can really focus on the freedom and the peace that we can have within our lives that we desire to have. Because I know I desire to live in peace and I desire to have that freedom, the freedom of knowing that those things that God spoke in his word, that I can, you know, whomever the Son set free is free indeed, because I am free in him. I've been redeemed through Christ. He has died on the cross for my sins. And who am I not to forgive my fellow brothers, sisters, sister or whoever harm me or hurt me in a way that I cannot forgive them, regardless of, you know, how bad it may seem. For me, I had to dig deep and I had to forgive. I had to forgive of that brokenness or those things that was done to me. At the same time, I had to know that I had to release the emotional baggage, the physical baggage, the mental baggage. I had to let those things go. I had to ask God to allow me how to navigate it. Did it happen at once? No, it happened over time. And he released those things in order for me to meet the people and have the resources I needed in order for me to be healed from those things. And it can happen for you as well. And also by allowing the healing to take place, we get to get rid of that emotional baggage from our past. You know, we can also see a new outlook on life. You know, those emotional possessions that we're holding on to, that those things can be holding us back. Those past experiences, that's the real baggage that most of us are literally carrying around. It's heavy. Let's let it go. Those things, you know, can have a lot of weight to it. I know that, you know, for me, it was a lot of weight, but I had to, you know, learn to relinquish and let it go and forgive and acknowledge and, you know, just be honest with myself on those things that, you know, that I experienced and asked, how do I heal from it? And so when I began to do that, you know, I knew and realized that I was carrying around those baggages, those emotional and mental baggages of, you know, the things that happened to me. But as we let it go and as we get rid of the emotional baggage, you know, those negative memories and experience, you know, the self-doubt, or our worth, we might question our worth, that emotional baggage. How do we get rid of that? So we have to, you know and acknowledge those emotionally rooted things that are within us. And we have to see that how it impacts our full potential. It affects our well-being, our personal and professional growth, and our relationships. I know for me, you know, it allowed me to be stagnated at times, such as, you know, just not wanting confrontation or really being as expressive because of, you know, not knowing what the outcome may be. It was things that was holding me in bondage that I allow it to have that impact on my full potential. But once I realized and I acknowledged and I asked and sought and I did the work, I was able to have that full potential of, you know, within my personal and professional growth that I began to see. And so when we let go, we can see and experience a greater sense of peace and growth and have that happiness, those fruits of the spirit that Galatians speak of. And it can improve our well-being and our peace and our happiness that we are seeking and desire. But letting go of that self-doubt, those grudges, that negativity, it can improve our lives in so many ways. Because when I let it go, I let go of the grudge, I let go of the resentment, I let go of the negativity, I let go of that self-doubt of, you know, no, I'm going to keep up this barrier. Do I have boundaries? Yes, I do. I have boundaries. But however, I was able to forgive. I was able to see the things that I needed to see. And so here's some things that I did in order to let go and deal with the emotional baggage and the emotionally rooted things that I experienced. One, I had to have faith and trust. I had to have faith and trust because I had to surrender and have strength in my faith to trust in God's plan, knowing that everything happens for a reason. Not saying that it was intentionally all the time, but I had to know and acknowledge that having faith and trust in God's plan, through faith and trust in Him, that He was going to heal me, that he was going to allow these things to take shape and place for me to be become better and be better, because he made me in my image. In his image. He had to allow me to know that you were made in my image, Miyoshi. You have faith and trust in me, in knowing that I know all and I see all. And just as the scriptures, Romans 8:28, it says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And we all have been called according to his purpose in some way, form, or fashion. We all have a purpose to fulfill. We all have to trust and have faith in God, and knowing we can trust his plan. The second thing I had to do, I had to let go of control. I know we all want to control. We all want to control the narrative. We all want to control the outcome. But most times when we have a tight hold of something and we're trying to control it, it begins to be a disaster. I know for me, when I experienced that, it was a disaster because I was trying to control the outcome, control how it was going to happen, control when it was going to happen. But I had to surrender control to God and trust his guidance to navigate me through those challenges. I had to trust that he was going to see me through. He was going to lead and guide me. I had to trust him to allow me to navigate through it the way that he needed me to navigate through it in order to heal. I had to know that I had to trust him with my whole heart and lean not to my own understanding in all my ways. Acknowledge him and he direct my path, according to Proverbs 3:5-6. I know we're all familiar with that scripture. So I had to let go and surrender. Then I began to show forgiveness. I forgave. It was a hard task, but I practiced forgiveness towards myself, and I had to release the resentment and heal those emotional wounds I had towards others. In Colossians 3:13, it says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. So I had to forgive. I had to forgive myself for, not speaking up. I had to forgive myself for not, handling a situation better. I had to forgive myself, and I had to forgive that person, or I had to release that resentment that I had because, I was like, how could you treat me this way? I love you. I trusted you, and then I began to ask for wisdom. I asked God for spiritual wisdom and knowledge in order to help me through these things that I experienced through life. I sought spiritual wisdom by studying scripture, by seeking guidance in prayer, and asking the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. Those spiritual mentors and counselors that helped along the way or came along the way that I didn't even know that God had placed and prepared for me. But he did, at the right time, at the right moment, for the right reason, for the right emotion, for the right thing that I needed in order to heal. Whether it was a word or a gesture or whatever it was, he provided it. I asked him for wisdom and knowledge to help me navigate through it. And so according to James 1:5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who give generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So we can ask and God will give it to us. And then I began to pray and meditate. I began to pray, lay prostrate. I began to fast and pray. Because when I spend time in prayer and meditate, I connect with God and find that inner peace. Because he will navigate and lead me through it. I sought him in seeking that wisdom and knowledge and asking him to help me to navigate through that. But I had to spend that time in prayer and meditation and fasting and asking him to help me. But I had to do that in order to connect with God. Because in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. And he will do it. And the Holy Spirit will allow those things. Our Father is a good Father that loves his children, that desire us to be whole, that desire us to have that peace beyond understanding, that desire for us to experience those fruits of the Spirit, to trust his word, to trust the Holy Spirit to navigate us in the way that we need to go. And then lastly, most of all, I had a spirit of gratitude. I cultivated a attitude of gratitude by focusing on the blessing, then dwelling on those past hurts. I had to see the good in it. I had to have the gratitude and appreciation of, you know, I went through it, but it could have been another way. Or just asking God to show me how to have a heart of gratitude towards the situation, because I know it's not going to be easy, especially on, you know, hurts and pains of that we experience. You know, I know we can say it's easier said than done, but it with God, it's possible, and he can lead you and guide you in the direction in which you need to go. And because 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So to have, and to cultivate an attitude of gratitude and focusing on the blessings than dwelling on the past hurts, God can heal us from that. God can allow those that has, you know, studied to professionally help us to be able to navigate through that, to be able to, you know, walk the path of healing, to be able to seek how to do it. And it'll come in increments the way that it need to happen. So how do we start emotional healing? For me, I simply started by, again, I acknowledged that there was an emotional healing or healing that needed to take place. I realized that I had to be honest with myself. I had to surrender my heart. I had to surrender my mind. But one of my favorite ways to acknowledge was journaling. I have so many journals that I will write down my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions and those things that I experienced. I wrote down what I was feeling, those struggles, those insecurities, those thoughts, whatever came up, I wrote it down. And then I just simply looked at my feelings and I said, Miyoshi, what do you need me to do for you? I had to ask myself that. I had to say, I hear you, I see you. And then I began to listen to the Holy Spirit. Because in those moments, you know, when you're going through those things, you know, you just want somebody to listen to you. But it was nobody like God. You know, I have my husband, I have my parents, I have, you know, my sister friends, you know, I had all these individuals that I could go to, but nobody can see me and hear me the way that God do. And I always mention that God know the depths of my heart and he loved me the same, you know. And once I began to repent on things that I wasn't cognizant of, and I asked God to, you know, allow those things to come to the forefront, he did. And I began to acknowledge those things. And I began to see myself. I began to hear myself. I began to see what I needed to do for myself. And I listened to my pain in order to heal. And I know the healing journey is different for everyone, because we all have different things that where our stories begin. But everyone can heal and transform, because healing, as stated, is not a one size fit all thing for everybody. It involves different things for everyone at different times. So it involves that honoring yourself, listening to yourself, respecting yourself, respecting others, being in the moment, you know, as you unpack those wounds and repair those wounds and heal. I know that for me to be in that moment, oh my gosh, sometimes it was rocky and sometimes it was liberating and sometimes it was, you know, heavy. But however, I was able to navigate through it and take my time and allow it to happen, allow it to take shape. And so with that, I, you know, began to let go of the past. And that's exactly where it should be in the past. But being present in the moment is key to moving forward. And I began to practice forgiveness. As hard as it was, I forgave myself. I showed myself grace. I forgave others. I had to realize that I had to instantly forgive so that I can move forward. I didn't allow things to fester and hold on to it if I felt like I was wronged or someone did me wrong. Because it was instances, you know, when you have a heart that desire for people to love and treat you the same, sometimes you don't see the flawness in other people or the agendas that they may have, and you thinking that they're going to treat you the same way. No, wrong. I experienced that so many times. But however, I didn't allow that to change me in a way to where I became or was becoming like them. I just asked God to allow me to forgive them, forgive myself for being blinded to, you know, the situation or the individual. And then I began to use those healthy coping mechanisms by praying and fasting and journaling and counseling and, you know, seeking those with like-minded things that wanted to heal. I went to women Bible studies and all these other things that cultivated me to be able to heal in those areas and where I needed to heal. And for me, by journaling, it was important because it just allowed me to write out my thoughts. It was like collective letters, love letters or notes or collective notes that of those things that happened, of those emotions, and or to remind me of my strengths. And when I did that, I was able to identify the root cause of those emotional roots, you know. Whether it was an old wound, an old story, an old relationship, past relationship that I was still holding on to that was holding me back. But once I identified that root cause, I asked myself, is this still true for you, Miyoshi? And sometimes we hold on to things that are no longer relevant in our lives, and we should be able to uproot those things and let those things go, those emotional roots go. So we have to know that most importantly, we need to seek that support, ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, talk to a trusted friend, a professional, in order to process your emotions on how you need to heal. Because in closing, the most important thing by shedding that emotional baggage and that emotional rooted things that's within our lives, it's a process that takes time. So be patient with yourself. This didn't happen overnight for me. I'm still working on some things, some new things that took place or transpired. And by working through those emotions and letting go of what's holding you back, you can reach your full potential and live the life that you always wanted. So what are you waiting for? Start shedding those emotional baggage today, those emotional roots today. Many blessings to you.
Here are a few resources. Please purchase the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal by Miyoshi Walker, where you can find on Amazon.com. Also, please leave a review once you have ordered it and received it. Also, please listen to A Day's Journey podcast on Apple and Spotify, or your podcast platform of choice. But remember, please leave a review and share.
Thank you for listening to another episode. So, dear friends, step in and feel the gentle embrace of our community as we walk together on the path to healing and wholeness. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday by 4 p.m. to listen to Season 5 of A Day's Journey podcast. Don't forget to set those reminders, share, and leave a review. You can listen to A Day's Journey podcast on all podcast platforms. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and more. Please remember to join our community on Facebook at A Day's Journey Podcast or Instagram at A Day's Journey Podcast, Or you can send an email to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions or would like to speak with Miyoshi.